The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Great to have you with us. 9:05, Tuesday. Happy New Year. Rosh Hashanah, September 7th. Reaching out to Errol Lewis, our friend, a CNN political analyst, host of Inside City Hall on New York One, wrote a great article at CNN.com about the truth New York City cannot avoid. Hey, first of all, Errol, I know it's so busy for you, Errol. Thanks for jumping on the air with us this morning, and all the best to you, my friend.
Yeah, of course. I had no idea things were so bad over in Jersey. You know, when I knew I was coming on with you, I said, well, let me take a look at how they did over there. Oh, my God, what a disaster.
Thank you. God bless you for saying that, my brother. I'll tell you what, we lost so many folks, and now it's a basin that always floods, the Passaic River Basin. And not to mention out in where I was brought up in Essex County, Fairfield, New Jersey, Queens. Let's start here, Errol, if I may. What happened? A family dies in a basement. There was no escape route at all, Errol?
Yeah. I mean, it was flash flooding. It was the first time we ever got a flash flood warning in New York City. So, you know, people don't know that this can happen, but there are low-lying areas, especially in Southeast Queens, where it floods all the time. That the sewage system is inadequate. They've built homes that are really not tied properly into the sewage system. And basement apartments, which are illegal in New York City, these are completely below ground, and they have no window. So there's one way in and one way out. If there's a flash flood, the force of the water means you can't open the door, and people stay there, and they drown.
Oh, my Lord. How do you find out? I know they're going to do an investigation. You know they'll do that, right? Errol, they're going to do some kind of investigation.
I don't know. I got to tell you. I mean, listen, here's the deal. There are so many people living in these illegal basement apartments. I've seen estimates as high as 100,000 New Yorkers living in these illegal basements. This is where a lot of the immigrants end up. This is where people who are working off the books or maybe are not here, their status is not clear, and they're staying in these places, and it's because, you know, they can't afford anything else. And so the city has kind of looked the other way. You're not supposed to rent out those spaces. You're supposed to have a buildings department that goes out and finds these places and finds the owners. And we don't do it. In fact, the city was going in the opposite direction and has been trying to figure out a way to legalize some of these units just to try and alleviate some of the pressure on the housing market. So we got a real serious reckoning that has to happen here. It can't just be the government, because the government will kind of do what they've always done, which is sort of turn a blind eye and say, well, we got to help the immigrants. We got to help the poor people. We got a housing crisis. You're not supposed to do it, but, you know, we're not going to come hunt you down. Well, you know, you can't put people in that kind of a danger and just look the other way. So there has to be some kind of an accounting, some kind of accountability here. But I'm not looking to the city government to do that.
Yeah, Errol Lewis, kind enough to join us this morning, really on top of this. Appreciate you being the voice of the people, man. I tell you, we need that help. And you point out also that Mayor de Blasio failed to hold a press conference to warn citizens about storm preparation. He got no word. Was this his choice?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they just were caught off guard. Right? You know, I saw that Governor Murphy did hold the kind of pre-storm conference that we've gotten used to over the years, where you get everybody's attention. You call in the press. You put out a warning. You tell people, don't do this, don't do that. This is what we know. This is what we expect. The man didn't do any of that. he said, look, there might be 3 to 6 inches of rain. Wouldn't be the first time, wouldn't be the last. You know, he just kind of mentioned it in passing at a press conference, at the daily press conference to deal with COVID. And it left people completely unprepared. At the same time, the National Weather Service and there were other meteorologists who were saying this could be life-threatening. This could be 7 inches. This could be 8 inches. This could be huge. And, of course, it even exceeded that. I saw, in Cranford in some central Jersey, it was like 11 inches, which is nuts. But, no, the mayor, listen, Joe, one of the things that I saw this on Twitter, I haven't chased it down. We haven't reported it out, but it was my recollection that there were warnings on your, how'd you get on your phone? These automated warnings saying, tornado warning, go down into your basement. Yeah. And then there were flood warnings for the first time in New York saying, get to higher ground.
Wow.
It was just confusing. It was all confusing.
This is great. Errol Lewis on the line with us from New York One and wrote a great piece for CNN.com that you have to read. You know what? Thank you for saying that. That's exactly right. I never got so many. As a matter of fact, I got a little irritated because I'm in Hunterdon County and it kept on popping on the screen. And I'm going, tornado, tornado, tornado. And then on my phone, after a while, you went, whoa. And I stood at the ready. I made sure the kids were okay. And then, of course, the tornadoes in Jersey came down in Gloucester County, way South Jersey. But you're absolutely right. The warnings were there. It's a great point. Did anybody ask the mayor about this, Errol?
Oh, man. We're trying, look, he went out to tour some of the areas that have been affected and apparently got booed. That's the front page of the Daily News today.
Yeah.
Where people, people don't really want to hear it. He tried to blame the meteorologists. He tried to blame global warming.
He
says, we'll have evacuation orders in the future, which is almost like trying to punish people or something. I don't know. he says they'll do better next time. So, what else can you ask from the guy on some level? But we as a city, we've got to figure this out. I mean, look, frankly, we're counting down to the last 90 days of the de Blasio administration. So it's not going to be his problem. It's going to be for the rest of us to try and figure this out.
Yeah. Well said. The president, Errol, before we let you go, my friend, the president visiting Queens today to survey the damage with Kathy Hochul, governor. Do you know what they're doing so we know what? Because you're right. New York is not impressed with anything. They don't care if the president's here. All we ask is, all right, I better stay away from that area because it's going to be massive traffic jams. And we're not getting a line in Jersey. Do you know where they'll be exactly in Queens? Yes,
well,
please.
I was told he's going to Queens, and under the circumstances, I could name like 5 neighborhoods where the damage has been awful, and I assume that's where he's going to go. He's going to go out to Southeast Queens, or he's going to go up to sort of parts of Northeast Queens, and look at where some of these tragedies happened. And my expectation is that they're going to use that as by the way, it's near the airport, so I don't think it's going to snarl up traffic too badly unless he decides to come in town for dinner or, raise money or something. But the expectation is that he's going to use this as an excuse to talk about the need for climate-related infrastructure, which is what he's trying to get out of Congress right now. And God knows we need some sewer systems. We need some drainage. We need more impervious. We need more permeable surfaces so that the water can seep down and not just run over pavement and then, collect into these rivers that cause so much tragedy on both sides of the Hudson. So, hopefully there'll be a clear message around that, as well as maybe about emergency warnings. We're going to have to live with this for a while. This is not going to be the last time we get, 8 to 10 inches dumped on us in a single day.
Yeah, CNN.com, The Truth New York City Cannot Avoid by Errol Lewis. Great piece, my friend. Thank you for always taking the time with us, and great reporting, Errol. Keep the fight, my friend, and we'll see you out there on the road,
All right. You stay safe. Thanks a lot.
You too, indeed. Thank you, Errol Lewis, right there. And it's interesting, and I'll tell you, I know people say, oh, I'm so upset with CNN. I don't watch CNN, but you got to check out this article, CNN.com, by Errol. Totally broke down exactly what went wrong. And that's the voice that you need. That's what I call about. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care if it's a liberal, conservative, whatever the outlet is, as long as it's objective and an overview of what happened. Because this isn't inexcusable, what happened. And to Errol's point, what a great point. My phone blew up with warnings. The TV was up with warnings. How did they not get across to it? Did the people that were in the basement? And what's upsetting to me, and I said it before, Fairfield, New Jersey, Wayne, New Jersey, Little Falls doing okay. You know, Patterson's doing okay under Mayor Saya. You know, the mayors, Mayor Laura and Passaic doing great jobs, you know. But my goodness gracious, you know it's going to flood. Can we fix it? And if they are going to get the tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from Washington, well, let's fix it. Don't give it to the politicians. You know, give it to the folks that they got to fix these areas, because we've had this problem with Superstorm Sandy. Should not have happened again. And again, to Errol's point, if there is, and this is an estimate, 100,000 people living in basements in New York City, can someone please address this? We have to wait till people die in Queens before we find this out. Quarter after nine, Joe on the radio. It's just unsettling. Let me go to Leonardo in Belleville, New Jersey. We love Belleville, New Jersey. Hi, Leonardo. How are you doing? How are you doing? Your flooding is okay there, sir.
Well, I was on with Frankie Marano right after the rain. And I got
Plug Frankie's show. That's perfect. Do you want to report anything else about any of the station? Did you talk to Sid and Bernie by chance before you called in? Because I want to make sure you cover everybody.
No, I wanted to say, I got not one, two. I got 3 feet of water down in the cellar.
So when you get lemons,
you got to make lemonade. So I started going fishing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to say about Joe Biden, right? You remember Vinny the Chin Gigante, the gangster?
Yeah. The guy walked around.
He's Joey the Chin Gigante Biden, right? Because he knows exactly what he's doing. And he's just a front man for that Marsha Blackburn was right on. She named all the names, the culprits in the cabal.
I know, in the cabal.
You don't want to leave out the globalists like Filippo Merfolini, but, you know, high hopes for Jack Cittarelli, Joseph.
All right, Leonardo, thank you, man. And, you know, we love Frankie Five Boroughs, Frankie Marano. We love our buddy Frank. But it's so funny, 3 feet and down there, and I tell you, this was a storm like none other. And to Al's point earlier, you know, they should have been better prepared. You know why? Because they're elected officials.
Joe, it's a campaign thing.
We got to go from day one to day two to pay our taxes, ridiculous property taxes. Maybe somebody could show up.
It's a campaign promise. All these politicians, what they do is they promise, they tell you what you want to hear, right? So every time somebody runs for mayor of New York, it's all these politicians say, oh, we're going to fix the MTA. We're going to fix this. We're going to fix that. And people, oh, yeah. Oh, this guy's finally, going to do it. Oh, my God, he's going to fix it. They vote him. They vote him in. And what happens? They kick the can down the road. The MTA, it's a perfect storm. It's a way to get elected and then go, oh, you know what? We have other problems. We can't worry about this. We can't worry about that. All of these things are things that are done to placate people so they get voted into office. Instead of actually fixing the problems, instead of actually devoting the money to the things that need to be done, they don't. They just go, well, we need it for something else, whatever. They gave $1 billion to de Blasio's wife to help with mental health. Where's the money? Why are there still homeless people in the streets? Why are all of these things still happening? No, what did they do with the money? Where's the money? That's money that could replace sewers. That's money that could fix other problems. Why are they giving these people this money with no oversight? It's awful. The guy needs to be held accountable. And, of course, he says what he said. We're going to evacuate people more. Errol Lewis said it. He's out of office in 90 days. He doesn't care.
You know what was great? Curtis Sliwa dealing with the homeless person who had mental issues. That was brilliant. When I brought Curtis up at the John Katz event, the John and Margo event, and I said it was, and I used it not to be dramatic, but it was very Christ-like. I said, hey, Curtis, what? Christ? I said, no, but listen, Curtis Sliwa was running for mayor. As a Republican in New York, and it's the most difficult uphill climb you can imagine. But Curtis is there, and he's doing a speech, and a homeless guy gets up, and he starts just yelling and babbling something, as usual. Shirt is off. Curtis walks around to him, and I'm telling you, as you listen around the country, this was really cool. He walks around, and Curtis is there doing like a campaign stuff. And he talks, he goes, you doing all right? And the guy starts to talk to him, and he goes, you feeling good? Are you on your medication? Curtis says to the guy starts to cry. He starts to cry. Do not miss this. If you could Google Curtis Sliwa and you look at this video, this is what the city needs.
Yep.
You need the compassion like that. And Curtis is a tough guy. He's a law and order guy.
He is.
But he went over, and this guy started to cry. And Curtis, the police officer went over, NYPD, always at the ready, to help out if there was an incident. Right. Curtis says to the police officer, I got this. I got that. Oh, come on. Anybody else would run the other way.
Yep.
That is so telling. And I'm telling you, to my Democratic friends, and I love you, and I'm a, you know, I'm so done with both parties, but you need a jolt in New York. You got to rock it. You got to just, I mean, rock New York. You got to rock it where people go, what happened? What? Curtis Sliwa, the guy with the beret, is the mayor? You need something like that.
Let me tell you something. The guy who will fix New York City subways and buses is Curtis Sliwa. You know why? Because he rides them all the time. And he knows. Yeah, he's been there. And he's been in the trenches.
He's not emboldened. He's not attached to anything.
Right.
He doesn't owe him. And by the way, I like personally Eric Adams. I think you meet him. He's got such a great personality. He's a cop. I just didn't like what he said about certain people in law enforcement. And when he was a captain, should not have really. And apparently that was not truthful what he said. And my fear is this. Once Eric Adams gets in, the regressive socialists will take over. And I like Tish James, by the way, the AG. I know you get mad at me when I say that. Great gal. But I don't understand the politics of it all. And once these folks stay in office, the city is a downward spiral for the great city of New York. It is 9:20, and Mark Morgan's going to, you want to talk about downward spiral, let's talk about the border. Oh, man, you just can't make it up. Debbie's out there looking out for you on this Rosh Hashanah. And Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning? A little lighter today because of the new year, yes?
A little bit lighter, but we still have a lot of action on the roads. And with the rails, Joe, New Jersey Transit, the Morrison-Essex line, and trains on the Gladstone branch are still running with an hour delay because of earlier police department activity over in Millburn. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to Kings Highway. Ongoing accident investigation in East Flatbush getting out toward 92nd Street from an accident that happened overnight. Still busy on the eastbound BQE up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. The Hutch northbound slowing down right at the New England Thruway. It's an accident being cleared. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. LIE eastbound up by 106.7. It's an accident on the shoulder. Nichols Road north at the LIE. A collision there as well. Expect delays on the Sawmill southbound by Green Lane getting into Bedford. We're getting reports of some flooding there on the Thruway north 14B into Tallman. A crash is on the ramp. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, that's me, Joe Piscopo. Hey, that's Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie. Hey, I'm going to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. You get a free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan. You know, everybody thinks they don't need a trust simply because they have a will. If you own real estate, you should think about a trust. If you only have a will, your house may end up in probate, meaning a court proceeding, which could be costly and take a long time before everything is settled. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, are experts in these matters. I've seen that firsthand. I know a guy. His guy, Mike Connors, is the guy. They can help you decide what's the right course of action. You can call for a free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan. Let me give you the number, please. It's 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Office is conveniently located in Brooklyn. That's where I went, Manhattan, Queens, on Staten Island. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. Remember, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Please, 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you missed those classic New York nights? The types of evenings where you could go with your loved ones and have great fun and make great memories and eat great food? Well, when I think of the Hunt and Fish Club here in Manhattan, that's the kind of evening that comes to mind, especially now that they've announced that they've got a brand new intimate setting where they're going to be welcoming live music, Broadway performers, classic jazz and folk artists, all bringing their wares to your dinner there at the Hunt and Fish Club. Exquisite food and incredible drink. And if you don't believe me, how's this fit your fancy? Shrimp cocktail, Alaskan crab legs, maybe some of the best lobster bisque with sherry cream you've ever had. Friends, if your mouth is watering right now, Don't wait. Make your reservation. 347-625-1220. That's 347-625-1220. And rediscover a little bit of New York magic. The Hunt and Fish Club. 347-625-1220.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling about Route 22 Toyota. You know, I love Iggy's my buddy, and Alex Kinsella. Oh, does he have a deal for you? You know, we always talk about Alex. We always talk about Route 22 Toyota. Well, this is a great time. I'm going to give you a number to call right off the bat, if I may. 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. You know, Alex, he's got news for you over at Route 22 Toyota. Wants everybody to know that due to the current landscape in the automotive industry, your current vehicle has never been worth more. Alex told me that he's paying over book value for all makes and models. So get over to Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey now. Find out how much your vehicle is worth, please. Whether you lease, finance your vehicle, or you own it outright, it's worth more than ever before. Alex says it doesn't matter if you purchased or lease a new vehicle. They're offering over book value for any make or model. You know, supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand, right? And my friends over at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your time. 973-705-8905 for a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. That's 973-705-8905 to speak with someone on Alex's team. Get more than ever before for your current vehicle. Visit them at 109 Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online, please, at route22toyota.com.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 926. We're going to travel down to the southern border of the United States of America. We reach out to our friend Mark Morgan, senior fellow for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, speaking the truth about this disaster at the border. Mark, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Joe, thanks for having me as always. I hope you had a good holiday weekend.
You know what we did? We worked a little bit. We saw Mom yesterday. You never relax, Mark. I know. You and Tom Holman, you're like 24-7, you guys. Did you get a chance with the family a little bit, sir?
A little bit, but you're right. We were working for the most part of the weekend.
Well, I got to tell you, I want to talk about a lot of what's going on down there in the border because we forget about it. It's on Afghanistan now. Yep. I want to touch on not allowing Cubans in. The great people that are Cuban-Americans in this country now are such a great backbone. They just disregarded and disrespected Cubans. We're bringing Afghans in. But let's start here, if I may, Mark Morgan. There's a 20-foot gap in the frontier wall at Border Monument 3. How much of this wall has remained with the giant gap there? Is the Biden administration going to close this gap? What are we hearing, Mark?
No, and so that's part of the problem, and a lot of smoke and mirrors out there. So you know there's some specific areas that have gates. So Joe, you'll literally have a border wall that continues to go. All of a sudden, there's this gap where a gate is supposed to belong. But the Biden administration said nope. Not only do they stop wall construction, but there are literally gates like laying on the ground ready to go and be installed. They said no to that as well. And then there's other areas like you described where the wall just all of a sudden stops. They stop building. It's absolutely absurd. And by the way, we're wasting millions of dollars a day not to build a wall. So now they just walk up, they go 100 feet to the right or left where no wall is, and they illegally enter. It's absolutely absurd and it's no common sense.
What now? Tell us about what happened with the stay in Mexico policy. Because now I think everyone is seeing clearly the errors of the Biden administration for not following the Donald Trump policies. Your policies, Mark Morgan. Will we reinstate the stay in Mexico policy, Mark?
They have to. So Fifth Circuit, the judge out of Missouri, Texas, Missouri, both sued together, which is really important. It's not just border towns or state, but also further in the interior, because we've all said forever, what happens our border impacts the entire country. And so they were very clear. They said, you must, first of all, the way they ended the Remain in Mexico program, they said it was illegal. But the judge went further to really chastise the DHS secretary and said, you failed to really even use your own department's assessment with respect to how to deal with fraudulent claims.
Wow.
He said that you totally ignored the benefits of the Remain in Mexico program. And lastly, he told the DHS secretary, called him out, Joe, and said, you absolutely dismissed the border security experts that said if you got rid of this policy that you would cause a catastrophic crisis. It was not only was it substantively good because they're forced to reinstitute the Remain in Mexico program, but the judge went after and deleted specific reasons why the DHS secretary failed in his duties.
You know, they'll probably appeal it, though. These guys, they have no idea. Do you think that the Biden administration will appeal this? Or maybe they'll just, help and do something substantial. But, I mean, just as an aside, Mark Morgan, we speak to you and you're our friend, I'm telling you, but it's a humanitarian crisis down there, as you know better than anybody, and in Afghanistan as well. This is a train wreck. This whole administration is a train wreck. Do they appeal decisions like this, sir?
They do automatically, and so they already appealed it to the Supreme Court to try to get a stay, which means that they don't have to implement it until they hear it on the merits. And the Supreme Court said no, so they have to implement it. Now they could re-petition the Supreme Court to hear it on the merits of the case. But the Supreme Court may or may not accept it. But until then, they have to implement it. But Joe, here's what I'm already hearing from my sources. That the politicals and the administration are already putting the word out, we're going to do everything we can to slow roll the implementation. That's disgusting. A court order. Look, you got to talk. We got sued all the time under the Trump administration. And every time a lower court, we had a case that went against us. We never said we're going to slow. We said, hey, we disagree with it, but it is what it is. This is our system. The judge ordered it, so we have to comply. The fact that you had politicals make those statements, they're going to slow roll the judge's order, is absolutely something that should concern us all.
Mark Morgan, he is the man. Hey, Mark, before we let you go, if I may, a couple more questions. I appreciate you joining us on this Tuesday morning. What do you know about the autonomous surveillance towers at the border? Yeah. I mean, how effective is a virtual wall in comparison to a physical one?
So two different things. So, and I'm glad you bring this up. First of all, this administration is talking like technology, like they invented technology, right? Like they invented the need for technology, right? Oh, so it's been a long-standing strategy that the Border Patrol came up with for decades. And I encourage your listeners to look up the 2000 Secure Fence Act. It'll take them 5 minutes, where it codified in law the multi-layer strategy of infrastructure, technology, and personnel. You need all three of those. And those autonomous towers you talk about, guess when they were developed? Under the Trump administration. So we procured hundreds of millions of dollars more for autonomous towers. In fact, we implemented autonomous towers in several locations along the southwest border and began to implement on the northern border as well. So this actually happened under the Trump administration, which the Biden administration is trying to take credit for. But at the end of the day, it's not a one-size-fits-all. You need it all, including the wall. You need infrastructure. You need technology. You need personnel. One element. The wall won't do it all by itself. Technology won't. Personnel won't. You need all three to effectively secure our border.
Hey, Commissioner, we appreciate you being so upfront about this, because what's frustrating to us, to Americans, is here you got the southern border of the United States. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mark Morgan, but they're sending people in, illegals in, and with the virus strategically placed around cities in America. Then they're complaining that they have different variants of this virus that are spiking around. No one in the media addresses that. Now, let's go to the Cuban crisis that I talked about. The Cubans want to leave this terrible communist country. We said, Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, who came from Cuba when he was 1 year old, says, no, you can't come in. You can't come in. He's keeping the Cubans out. There now we have an Afghan influx, and we our hearts are open, our arms are open. But how safe is that we're bringing people from this terror country in Afghanistan to America? They're going to bring them to our shores, Mark Morgan. This is a concern.
So, look, you're one of the few hosts out there that are actually putting all this together. And I'm telling you, I'm not just blowing smoke. It's the hypocrisy.
Yep.
Right. And it makes no sense how we treat what's happened on our southern border differently than what we do for the Cuban nationals versus Afghanistan. And at the end of the day, what they're doing, it's not about substance. It's all about politics. It's all about power, because nothing else makes sense. Why would you knowingly incentivize people to illegally enter the southwest border for fraudulent claims, while at the same time Cuban fleeing an oppressive regime who probably has more legitimate asylum claims than anybody tell them, no, you can't come in. And then Afghanistan, I understand we have a moral obligation, Joe, and I'm on board with that. But my gosh, it's a terrorist operating base. Slow down.
That's
go to safe third countries and make sure we do a robust vetting process before you enter them into the United States. Instead, they're absolutely speeding that process up and jeopardizing American safety. It makes no sense what's going on.
I'm so glad you addressed this, Mark Morgan. Mark is senior fellow for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. How are the Border Patrol agents doing, Mark, if I may, before we go? I mean, with COVID, with the horror down there that is the southern border, they have the toughest job of all, don't they?
They do, Joe, and thanks for that. You're so good about that. Look, every single time, they're always caught in the middle. They saw under President Trump and the leadership that was there, that they were given the tools and resources to do their job effectively in safety. And look, it's not lost upon them that all that was taken away. You don't go from, 900 a day to 7,000 apprehensions a day, 340,000 gotaways. Border Patrol agents have lost 9 agents in the line of duty because of COVID. I could keep going on. Of course, they're demoralized, and they see and understand our nation's national security and every aspect of our public safety and health is being jeopardized by this administration. They see it, and they're demoralized.
Vital conversation with Mr. Mark Morgan. Mark, thank you. Godspeed, all the very best, and hope to see you one of these days. But keep the fight, my friend, and you're welcome here anytime.
And dude, I need to come up and join you one of these days.
We would love that, man, because you're looking good on TV now. I'm telling you, you're dressing up there. I'm gonna put my cufflinks on. I'm gonna put my tie on. We'll look spiffy. We'll do it. We'll have to tweet something out. Hey, Mark, thank you, brother. Honestly, thanks for staying on top of things that people are forgetting about now, my brother. Thank you.
Yep.
And we'll talk soon. Thanks, Mark. Take care, man. That's a Mark Morgan right there. Don't forget, former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, sticking up for the men and women at the border in the heat, the dust, the hell that is the border down there. They have just forgotten about it. It's something we don't talk about. And I've seen all media now forgetting about that because we're concentrating on Afghanistan. And we have more people coming in from Afghanistan now. How much can we do? Is it to build? And Mark Morgan's the first guy to tell us, with Tom Holman and his friend, that they're building up voting blocks, voting districts. They're bringing them in from Afghanistan. They're bringing them in from the border. But they will keep the Cuban Americans out, the soon-to-be Cuban Americans, because they vote in a common sense way, and they'll tend to vote more conservative, if you will. This is, I'm speechless. I'm speechless of the humanitarian crisis. I'm a bleeding heart. I know we got a break, and you're welcome to call. But I have to tell you this on this Tuesday morning. It's like, don't they think about the people that are coming in? Let's talk about the Border Patrol agents with the virus now. The 27 or so who have died from this Wuhan virus. Now you're going to bring, where are the kids? They're holding people. Why? People are dying in Queens because they're allowing people to live in basements. Afghans are coming into this country, and now they're trying to build up a voting block. And when those people are here, trust me, they will neglect them, like the folks in Queens, like the inner cities. You see the crime stats in Chicago over the weekend, over Labor Day weekend? It's inexcusable. They'll bring everybody in, these way left regressive socialists that say, we brought you in, you'll vote for us, and they forget about you the way they forgot about you and me. Inexcusable. 937-877-970-2999. Al's in the newsroom with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Yankees legend Derek Jeter and three-time National League batting champion Larry Walker headline this year's National Baseball Hall of Fame class. Jeter, Walker, former Cardinals, Brewers, and Braves infielder Ted Simmons, and the late labor leader Marvin Miller will be inducted on Wednesday. They were to be inducted last year, but the coronavirus pandemic forced the ceremony to be postponed. Ceremony on the grounds of the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, set for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. It'll be broadcast live on MLB Network and live-streamed on MLB.com. Actor Michael K. Williams, best known for playing Omar Little on The Wire, is dead. Reports indicate Williams was found in his Brooklyn apartment on Monday, surrounded by drug paraphernalia, with authorities suspecting his cause of death was an overdose. In 2012, Williams told NJ Advance Media he had struggled with drug use in the past, admitting he would head to Newark and doing drugs in scary places with scary people. Williams was 54. The NYPD continues to investigate the circumstances surrounding his death. In sports, Yankees lost their third straight, getting blown out by the Blue Jays 8-0. Mets closer Edwin Diaz, he blew the save opportunity in the ninth. That's his sixth this year, giving up the winning hit. Amazons lost to the Nationals by the final of 4-3. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit right now. The Raritan Valley line still bypassing the Bridgewater station, all due to damage done from Ida last week. Let's see what's happening on the Morrison Essex line and the Gladstone branch. An hour delay because of earlier problems in Millburn. New Jersey Transit rail, bus, and light rail will be cross-honoring system-wide. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the Garden State Parkway North at 148. Accident just cleared out of the way. It's busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge in the construction zone. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Harlem River Drive southbound still seeing some stop-and-go traffic getting down through the 120s with a collision being cleared. Over on the LIE eastbound at 106.7, accident just cleaned up. And over on the Sawmill southbound at Green Lane into Bedford, some flooding, one lane blocked. Taconic heading southbound by Pudding Street in Putnam Valley. It's a collision. Sunny today, high of 92. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Worried about what you're breathing in? With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, available at Navage.com.
20 minutes before 10 o'clock, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. You can keep it right there as we stream on AM970TheAnswer.com. Or you're listening on the radio, you know, in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. Hey, can I tell you about Balance of Nature? Because you want to build up your immune system. You do it with fruits and vegetables. You're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables. So Balance of Nature, not like vitamins. Vitamins are synthetics. Let's put that away. It took me years to figure that out. I used to take so many vitamins. I don't even bother with it anymore. All I take is Balance of Nature. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And now this from the Howard family. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they want you to live a healthy life. This is what the Howards are all about. You call your personal health coach. How cool is this, by the way? Discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service, courtesy of the Howard family, to your family. Balance of Nature also is offering you free shipping, 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. It works for me, miraculously, I think, and that's my opinion. This is not a clinical claim, but when you can get free shipping, when I tell you you can get 35% off, when I tell you you get your own personal health coach, courtesy of the Howard family, it's time you call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, Joe.
Well, folks, you don't have to wait till Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. John Catsimatidis can be heard here every Wednesday evening starting at 5. It's the Catman with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood. Cats at Night, 5 p.m. Wednesdays, here on AM 970, The Answer. Be sure to tune in each and every Sunday morning at 10 for the Buddy Foy Jr. Show with entrepreneur, restaurateur, and TV personality Buddy Foy Jr. Buddy will be talking with a variety of guests about issues that affect all of us. It's the show where business meets politics to help you succeed. That's the Buddy Foy Jr. Show, Sunday mornings starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Fishing, loving every day.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, it's a tough week as we approach September 11th. And our hearts go out to lives lost, you know, for the terror attacks, you know, on the towers. We want to never forget. Tunnel to Tower steps up. And you know what's interesting? As the week unfolds, I take a walk, and I walk through Ground Zero. And you could feel the souls that we lost that morning. Never, ever forget. And, you know, we'll be talking about it all week. September 11th is Saturday. Frank Siller will be walking when he went from the Pentagon to Shanksville. And he will be arriving at Ground Zero in the footsteps of his brother, Stephen Siller. And he will be arriving at Ground Zero on September 11th. That's more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, Frank Siller walked. Now, what they're doing is raising money to gift 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families, first responders, you know, with young children. Catastrophically injured veterans get smart homes. And we can't do it without your help. That's why we ask respectfully $11 a month. $11 a month. And don't forget, with that, towers of light will shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. The names of those we lost to 9/11-related illness. You know how many folks got hurt by 9/11-related illness? You know it. Well, those names are being allowed at a ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial on September 12th in Washington. And on Veterans Day, the names of all who we lost in the War on Terror will also be said aloud. Do good, help America. We will never forget. So help me, goodness, we will never forget. And then all we ask is $11 a month. Tunnel to Towers. T2T.org, please. T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we thank you so much for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 945, working our way to Mike Gallagher. Lou calling in from Queens. Hi, Lou. How you doing? Hey, did you get affected by that flood, man? How are you?
No, I was fine and everything, and you know, it's good talking to you. I haven't talked to you for a while. I've been mostly with hospital stuff, but that's another story. Oh, but I wanted to bring up something. You know, we know the infrastructure bill has been held hostage by this $3.5 trillion welfare package that Sanders and the squad and Pelosi are trying to also pass. I'd like to mention something. In 2026, Medicare Part A is going to start going bust. In 2033, Social Security is going to have to cut benefits by 24%. Is any of that $3.5 trillion package going to shore up Social Security and Medicare, because it seems to be going to everything else but? And I think it's incredible that not one journalist has brought this up.
Yeah, very, Lou, well said. And thank you very, very much. And you're going to see that. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because what's going to happen today, well, you're going to hear from Biden and you're going to hear from Governor Murphy and Hochul and New York and de Blasio. And they're going to say, we need the money from Washington, and that's, we have to pass this $3.5 trillion fiasco. That's what you're going to hear. And the money, because you and I both know. And I want to talk about it. You ever have to buy, if you ever go in business, and then, I sound like Andy Rooney, do you ever notice that the government never counts where their money goes? Don't you feel like that, though? If you have to itemize everything, or you talk to the IRS, and you go, look, I got to write this off. You have to itemize it. You got to show receipts. You got to show your blood to the IRS. The government, the United States government, and particularly the socialists, you know, in the Democratic Party, or they go, no, we need it. No, we got this. We passed the 1-point-something trillion, and that'll hopefully help out. You know, but $3.5 trillion, and they want $5 trillion. Where exactly is the money going? And why do we, when we keep passing these things, why are people still drowning in Queens? Why are we losing lives in New Jersey? Why hasn't the money been given back to the people at all? It hasn't been. So now you're going to hear, if they make this political, let me warn the politicians politely, you're making a mistake that is, you're never going to be able to make up. Don't tell us about climate change. Don't tell us about, we have to pass this to give, just show up and do the job and warn us if there's going to be a storm like the National Weather Service did, like our friend Errol Lewis said. He's right on the money, right on the money. I got more alerts to the point where I was home and I'm watching the news and they went, and that big sound, that sound goes, you know, like a sci-fi movie. And then they tell you, and you can't cut it off. You can't cut off any channel, because the first thing you do when you get a weather warning is what? Try to change the channel. And you can't, because they're warning us. So now, after the 10th time, I'm going, you know, let me look around outside. And we were elevated, whatever it was, in Hunterdon County, and we had rain, and more rain. But folks, you know, in certain areas, especially in down in South Jersey, there were tornadoes, and they were right. And the Weather Service did give us a warning. Why did not the politicians? Now they're going to backtrack now, and they're going to tell us, they're going to say, we need the money from Washington. Don't play that card. Just help the people out and mourn the lives lost, because in my opinion, it was inexcusable. And you know what else? It was preventable. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads checking out. We wish everybody a happy new year to our Jewish brothers and sisters on this Rosh Hashanah. And Deb's out there on the road. Deb, I guess with the president coming in. President, please. This guy coming in.
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to, I think Errol Lewis said he'll be at, hopefully, JFK or LaGuardia, will be out that way.
Right.
But in when he comes to Jersey, you know, they lock down everything.
Yes.
I guess it's going to be a mess. What time? Do we know, Al, do we know what time the president's coming in by?
Noon.
Oh, great. Yes, great. That means all day, Deb, right?
Yes, it does. It really does. Yep, you'll see the frozen zones. Yep, you'll see the frozen zones as President Biden travels around. That's to be expected, so definitely watch for that today as you're traveling around through Queens and over into Jersey. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, as you head over to that westbound, the outbound Gowanus at 38th Street. It's an accident blocking a lane there. Eastbound BQE slowing down up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Harlem River Drive southbound by Willis Ave. It looks like you do have an accident there as well. Expect delays on 17 northbound at Sheridan Ave, getting up toward Ramsey and Hohokus. It's some police department activity. Watch for some slowdowns as well at the inbound side of the Holland. Still waiting 15 minutes getting into town. Garden State Parkway North at 137. A crash is blocking one lane over there. Route 100, as you head into 9A and Briarcliff Manor, an accident with injuries. And on the Taconic southbound by Pudding Street and Putnam Valley, a serious accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
20 years ago, we had no idea when we awoke that morning. But that's why we can never forget. Gordon Ameth. Marie Rose Abad, Lee Adler. That's why Salem Media of New York remembers. Always in our hearts, we choose to remember for the brighter day that's still ahead.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver,
Mom, watch out!
Chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Do you miss those magical New York nights? Great food? Broadway? Then why don't you make plans to join us the 17th of September at the Hunt and Fish Club on West 44th. We'll be there from 5 to 8 p.m. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, and our first ever broadcast for Broadway. Stars from current hits, immaculate food and drink, and a broadcast to celebrate the reopening of America's stage. Tables will go fast, so call now for yours. 347-625-1220. That's 347-625-1220.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
An overall nice day on tap for today. Plenty of sunshine getting up to 80 degrees. Then clear to partly cloudy and turning more humid overnight tonight. Low 69. For tomorrow, warm and humid with intervals of clouds and sunshine. We'll see a couple of showers and thunderstorms around during the afternoon hours and into tomorrow night. The high tomorrow, 83. Then for Thursday, clouds may break for some sunshine. We'll see a couple of showers around on Thursday, mainly during the morning hours. Thursday's high, 78. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks so much. Joe Lumberg will be back tomorrow. We are assuming that was Jason Nichols. Thank you, Jason. I like when we get the new guy in. And then we have like 30 seconds to do it. And he's doing a good job. He is. Hey, let me tell you about Relief Factor before we get out of here, because I want to get you out of pain. All right. I'm telling you, it's 100% drug free. All right. And I love to tell you that Relief Factor is specifically crafted from a powerful combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil. And that Relief Factor has those four 100% drug free ingredients. And what do? They target your body's inflammation. That's what gives you the relief. And you got to try it. If you're in pain, you shouldn't be in pain. You deserve it. You owe it to yourself to go to relieffactor.com. Get the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Give it a couple days to get to your house. Give yourself 3 weeks. That's exactly what I did. And I was 5 days out of pain. I noticed going up and down the stairs. I said, wow. I said, I had no pain. And I could skip steps going up and down the stairs, right? And I could do the cross, the cymbal cross on the drums with my shoulder. I don't want to jinx it. By the grace of God, I'm making it. But I ain't going to stop taking Relief Factor. I'll tell you that. 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. You know, get yourself out of pain. Give your body the relief it needs today. 3-week quick start is only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call again, please. 800-500-8384.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. 9:56 on AM 970. The Answer. Working our way to Mike Gallagher. Oh, look at this. We'll get to this. We'll get into this tomorrow. Look at this. This is from The Intercept. It says, as obtained, this is a online publication, has obtained more than 900 pages of documents detailing the work of the EcoHealth Alliance, a United States-based health organization that used federal money to fund bat coronavirus research at the Chinese laboratory, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What a surprise. The trove of documents includes two previously unpublished grant proposals that were funded by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, as well as project updates relating to the EcoHealth Alliance's research, which has been scrutinized amid increased interest in the origins of the pandemic. Can we find out what's going on? Did we know what we were funding? Did we know what could happen? And when the did we know that the virus was released? I want to know. And they're not telling us. And there was no research. That 90-day look-see, that 90-day observance of how the virus started, it went away. This administration, in my opinion, is the most corrupt, inept failure of an administration that we've ever had in the history of the United States of America. Everything that this administration touches is a fail beyond words. Let's find out where the virus is. Otherwise, it's not going to go away, and it'll happen again. Oh, I'm exhausted. Joe, great show. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, can I take a nap now? Can I take a nap?
I think so.
No, you know where I'm going? To New York, and we're going to celebrate the life of Rod Gilbert. And I will be there, and awesome. I'll see you there. Oh, yeah, man, we're going to do. I'm actually going to do a song in church, Al. I'll let you know how that goes tomorrow. Well, you got to. Rod was a close personal friend and a superstar of a guy. So, Judy asked, and I will be there. Hey, Joe on the radio, Al, great job. Debbie, great job. Joe Sebelia, great job. Thank you for listening. God bless you for listening. Keep it right there for Mike Gallagher, please. All right, and we're going to be back bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock Eastern on AM 970. The Answer. Go out and make it, please, the best Tuesday ever, because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.